On behalf of the Denver Broncos organization, John Elway, and our head coach, Vance Joseph, we are all very excited to have Todd back on a three-year contract. Todd embodies everything we look for in a Denver Broncos football player. He's smart, he's tough, and he has outstanding work ethic. I would also like to congratulate Todd and acknowledge his wife, Zena, and his parents. I know it's a very special day for all of them. And for me personally, I feel very fortunate and excited to have Todd back. He's always been a leader on this team, and I look forward to the remainder of his career and what he's able to do. Without any further ado, Todd Davis in a new suit.
Man, that's huge for me to hear Coach Woods say those words. And I'm just excited to be a Bronco. I'm so happy to be back. And I'm ready for questions.
Todd, what does it mean to go from waiver wire, undrafted as a rookie, to now getting this big extension?
Yeah, man, it's huge. I like to say that I'm not really supposed to be here. I feel like I am, but as far as my circumstances in the past, they've proven that a guy like me is really not supposed to make it. And just for the Broncos to have that much faith in me and for my coaches and teammates to want me back and be able to give me this three-year deal, it really feels amazing. It really feels like I've accomplished one of my goals, and I just want to keep working, keep furthering myself, and keep getting better.
Tom, you heard you were going to figure out testing the market. Why come back and agree so soon? What made you want to stay?
I mean, I want to be here. You know, you say test the market, but you know where your heart is. And my heart was definitely with the Broncos. So when everything came to be and this deal came across the table, I think it was just exactly what we wanted. And I think it was perfect timing because I wanted to be here anyway. So it worked out perfectly.
Was there a part, when was it you felt like you could be a guy, a core player? When was that? This past year or your first year as a starter, when did you start thinking this kind of thing was possible for yourself?
I'm not sure. I think maybe 2 years ago, maybe that Super Bowl year, when I continued to work hard and I feel like I earned some of the respect of my teammates and my coaches and was able to be, special teams captain, I feel like maybe I could continue to work hard and be a guy on the team that can really impact the team, be a great leader, really bring something to the table.
Todd, you and Brandon are both locked in through 2020. How important is it to have continuity between those two inside linebackers?
It's huge. I feel like we have a great relationship now, but I think it's only going to continue to grow. And now that we're both locked in to be here, I think it's going to be phenomenal the way we play these next couple of years.
How do you want your role and your presence in the locker room to expand over the next 2 to 3 years as you continue to stay here?
I think I need to become more of a leader vocally and also a leader on the field. I think it's my job to help the team in any way I can, and I feel like being a leader, always putting my best foot forward, continuing to work hard, putting forth good work ethic is going to help raise the team to the level to where we're back in the Super Bowl.
You got to the negotiating window there. How many teams expressed interest besides Broncos?
There was quite a few teams that expressed interest. I feel like the Broncos was home for me, though. I had some negotiations go back and forth with a couple teams, but the Broncos was my go-to and where I really wanted to be, so I think it was a perfect fit.
It was so early, but would you like to stay here entirely?
Oh, of course. I would love to be a Bronco forever. My kids go to school here. My wife loves it here. She sells real estate. That was a little plug. And I would love to be a Bronco forever. I love the city of Denver. I love the weather, and it's amazing.
Do you think you can give perspective to young guys in the locker room who didn't have a rookie year the way they wanted or even a second year?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely feel like I can be somebody they can talk to and give some words of wisdom and encouragement. I feel like coming from where I came from, hard work and determination are the reason I'm standing here right now. It never was easy. It didn't always look pretty, but I continued to work hard, and I'm here now.
Other than opportunity, did you change anything from those first couple years to how you do things now?
I feel like I eat better now. I really wasn't aware of what I was putting into my body, but I think I came here and got some great guys and great supplement people that told me what I need to be putting in my body to help elevate myself and my game. And I think that's really changed the way I play over the last couple of years.
Joe said that you embody what it means to be a Bronco. What does it mean to be a Bronco?
Man, a Bronco is a hardworking player, a hardworking guy, somebody who never gives up on himself or his teammates, somebody who's there for everybody around, a great person on and off the field. Man, I mean, just hearing those words is huge for me, so it's hard to kind of explain what it means, but I just feel like somebody that's continually accountable, somebody that anybody is willing to call on at any moment, somebody that you know is going to be there and give you 100%, 100% of the time.
What do you think of
Keenum? I like him a lot. I think he's going to come in here and do great for us. I think he's a solid quarterback. I think he didn't get enough credit for what he did. I think he's great under pressure. I'm really excited to see what he does.
Did you meet him?
Yeah, I got to meet him. Really great guy. I think he's going to do really good here.
What does it do for you guys? You kind of the last couple of years are evolving to our quarterback, and on defense you guys have consistently kind of held up your end of the bargain to know going into the year you got that guy at the quarterback spot for you guys as a defense.
I think it's great for us. I feel like that gives us the assurance, you know, that he's going to be our guy moving forward. I think that also puts a little bit more pressure on us. Now, we've played great in the past, but now that we have a solid quarterback, it's really on us to step up and do our job so that he can continue to be great.
What is the key to turning this around? Because obviously the 5-11 was jarring for you guys in that room. What do you see now that you're kind of removed from it, the key to getting back on track?
I think the biggest key is consistency. I think if you look at our year, we had ups and downs. We played really great at times, and we played really poorly at times. I think if we can just continue to work hard to be consistent and be a top-notch team every single game, I think we'll do great.
What's the biggest change you want to see either with your leadership in the locker room or on the field this year as opposed to last year?
Personally, I feel like I can be more of a vocal leader. I feel like I've been a leader as far as my work ethic and things like that, but I think it's time for me to take charge and take more command vocally and continue to help younger guys and bring younger guys up with me. And when I'm out there on the field, I need to tell everybody what I see and not just keep it in my head. I need to be more of a vocal leader this year.
Corey, he's going to Philadelphia. What are your feelings about him moving on, and what kind of void does that need to fill?
You know, that is a void that we need to fill. I feel like Corey was a great player for us. I'm excited for him to get his opportunity in Philly. I know he's a great guy and a great player, so I'm excited that he's getting his opportunity. But I think we have some young guys stepping up. I know Zaire's going to definitely do his job to try and fill that void this year, and I think we'll be good.
You mentioned you had a few other teams to match in involved in the process, but you knew your heart was here. Did that make this whole free agency process harder, easier?
I think it made it a little harder because there was a point where I started preparing myself if I did have to leave, even though I really didn't want to. So it definitely made it tough. And, you know, the Broncos are tough negotiators. They're definitely they definitely know what they're doing. So I think it all worked out at the end.
For the defense as a whole, do you feel like this year you're kind of trying to look to get back to what you were doing for a little redemption because the yards were still there, but the points on the board obviously weren't what you wanted?
Yeah, definitely not. I think that the yards were there, but I feel like we can even be better in that aspect. I think if we clean that up, we clean up, you know, definitely the points on the board. I think we could be better in the red zone. There's a lot of areas I feel like we could be better at as a defense. And I think that this year, I think we'll tackle those areas, and I think we'll be great.
Was there ever a moment in your career where you didn't think this day would come?
Yeah, I think that third cut or that fourth cut, it definitely made me a little nervous about today, but I definitely am grateful to be here, and I'm glad that it is.